This is Radio City Talk.
I'm Connor Phillips. Now, stars from cult TV show The Walking Dead and the Royal Family are set to take on a team of footballing all-stars in a bid to raise money for the Offside Trust. I'm joined in the studio from the Offside Trust by Steve Walter. Steve, lovely headline there. Stars of The Walking Dead and the Royal Family. And then we look down and it's the brilliant David Morrissey and the quite talented on the football pitch, Ralph Little as well. So you must be chuffed to see the stars coming out of the woodwork for this one.
Yes, we're absolutely delighted that David Morrissey's been a huge supporter of us all the way through, and he continues to do so. And obviously Ralph Little, and we've got several more to come as well. So, you know, we're absolutely delighted.
Yeah, we'll go through this list in a second. And the footballers who are playing against you is phenomenal. And, you know, ex-footballers and those who just like to support this type of endeavour are right here in front of me. And I'll go through them and we'll give you the opportunity to get down and be one of the people in the crowd to watch this and help this extraordinary trust raise some funds. Steve, I'm going to go into this and we're going to get a bit of background on the trust, how you became involved, what it is, why we need a trust like this. And I'm going to start this by saying well done to somebody like you. Now, as I said just before the break there, that we had Gordon Taylor on the show not too long ago from the PFA, and the abuse in football scandal had just broken. We weren't, I don't even think then, we were aware of how big it was. And he consistently talked about the footballers who are ex-footballers who had to waive their anonymity to come out and say that they were indeed abused as young footballers. And you were one of them. Your life must have changed extraordinarily since you've come out in the public to say these things.
Yeah. To be honest, it was a difficult thing to do, but definitely the best decision I've ever made. To be honest, I can look people in the eye now. The monkey's off my back now. Over 700 victims have come forward. So it just proves how many.
How many altogether?
Over 700 now.
700.
And apparently, so only 43% of males over the, you know, throughout the years come forward. So you can imagine the numbers that are still unearthed out there.
I said to Gordon Taylor that when we look at the entertainment industry, there's the Jimmy Savile situation. We looked at all the revelations in the church as well, that it was very remiss of us and indeed society to think that football or indeed sport would be immune from this type of activity, these type of monsters being able to influence youngsters. Now, you said there now, you can look me in the eye. How and why could you not look somebody in the eye? If you can give me some background on this.
Feelings of guilt. I've always questioned my sexuality. Why me? Looking at photos on my phone of when I was a child with the coach back then, I realised now I was only a child. I had no chance. There was nobody I could have spoken to back then. There was no guidance. It was unheard of. So, it's kind of give us strength now of that. It's out in the open and people know. As I said to you before the break, I've had over 100 victims come forward to me alone since November, which is absolutely unbelievable. And they're still coming forward now. I've had two this week. It's just ongoing all the time. So, you know, people keep thinking it's historical, but it still goes on in this day and age. It's even worse now. So I know the safeguarding systems are a lot stronger now, especially in football and within sport, but there's still deficiencies out there.
Do you think that even what I said there now, talking about the fact that historically it went on in times gone by, it went on when times were differently. Do you think sometimes we as a modern society use that as a bit of a cop-out?
Yes, we do. It's the worst cop-out ever. You know, how many parents, even now, especially at grassroots level, drop their kids off, get in their car, drive off, come back in 2 hours' time. How many parents send their children away on weekend trips? You know, you've got to be so vigilant and careful because, you know, my parents, you know, they stayed in the house where, you know, my stuff happened. So they trusted people, and you just got to be so careful.
Why did you decide that it was time to speak out. We heard a number of ex-professional footballers, one or two specifically high-profile cases, and we watched them break down, and we seen newspaper articles, and you felt it was affecting their lives in a negative point of view. Now, you've already said that it's the best thing you've ever done, but why did you sit there and go, right, it's my time, this is my time?
Yeah, because, you know, I had the world at my feet. When I was back at Crewe, I was playing for England schoolboys. They thought I was going to be the first £1 million teenager at one stage. I was performing that well. I just wanted people to try and understand part of the reason why my career kind of, you know, just went down the Swanee. So
did you feel like almost you had to justify it and get it out there? Because were Steve Walters, he was the next big thing.
That's right. I don't want what happened to me to happen to any other child out, you know, who's out there. You know, why should a parent drop their child off to a sport club or a football club and that happen? I just don't want it to happen to anybody again. So that's why I had to tell my story.
And your story's it's an interesting one. It's 6 months ish since you came out now, is it?
8 months.
8 months.
Yes, November.
And you can probably tell me right down.
We went on the Victoria Derbyshire show. There was four of us who went on there. Mm. Ever since then, it's just been absolute mayhem.
Yeah.
For the right reasons.
And you said the word mayhem. We can look at mayhem as a negative and a positive. How does your life change? In a good way. Let's start looking at the positives.
In a good way now. Like I said before, I can look people in the eye now. I feel like that huge burden on my back's gone. I can start being a father again, start being a decent partner again, start being a good friend.
And this affects all of that?
Of course it does.
Your ability to be a father, your ability to be a partner.
Yes, sleep. I've had years and years and years of lack of sleep. I do struggle now. I've had numerous counselling sessions which have really helped, especially recently. I've had flashbacks and all that sort of stuff. But my goal in life now is to turn a massive negative into a huge positive now. So,
and I think you are. We've been in each other's company a few times over the last number of months, and
yeah,
we've kind of had this conversation a few times. We've had it off mic, and you can probably be a little bit more detailed, and we probably throw around a couple of expletives and we shake our heads and we rub our foreheads and we go why and how. The offside trust and how you have set it up and the way in which it's growing is a testament to your own passion, and it's a testament to those around you. Tell me a little bit about it. Tell me, where did the idea come from? After you had waived your anonymity 8 months ago on Victoria Derbyshire, so what was next? Did you have to sit down and go, we need to do something here? Or the energy that you had wasted throughout the years, did you feel like you had to put that into something else?
That's right. I had to set something up to prevent this happening again. And one of the victims, it was his idea, and to set up this offside trust. And, you know, basically it's gone from strength to strength then, really. Mm. You know, we've got myself, and Chris Sunsworth, directors, and we've got a fantastic team of ambassadors who are all victims, and also like Lady Grantchester, Adam Breeze, and Kat Craig, and there's others as well. We're a team, and we all work together.
And can I say the entire ex-football fraternity as well? It is phenomenal. Now, if you get yourself onto the Offside Trust Twitter account, the current and ex-footballers who support you, and we're about to read the list out of them as well, is phenomenal. And why do you think this is?
Well, first of all, we had to start a bit of a campaign that, you know, I felt so strongly about. I understand there's legal proceedings going on and so forth, but all we wanted was the footballing world to support the Offside Trust. We're not trying to do anything negative. We're all parents. We're all sons. We're all brothers. We're all sisters. We want, like I said before, to make our children safe in a sporting environment. And that's what this Offside Trust is all about. And also as well, we're survivors, for survivors.
I think that's a word there that we don't use enough. And then we were talking about the cop-out earlier on, about people say, oh, it's historic. And then that's sort of branded as that. but very rarely do you have the word survivor connected to that, because the word is survivor, because you're still with us. You've needed counselling. You've been in very dark places in your life. You may not have been here. Your kids may not have had a father. Your partner may not have had a partner.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we have lost people to this very, very reason of sexual abuse.
That's right. Unfortunately, there have been several losses. I don't really know the names, or I'd rather not say what the names are, but that's inevitable, because it is such a difficult... It's a difficult subject to even talk about. Like, even now, 8 months down the line, when I'd done an interview the night before Victoria Derbyshire show on Talksport, I think all I did was cry and sobber all the way through. Mm. But even now, every time you talk about it, it does still upset you, no matter what. Hopefully, as time goes by, that will heal.
Let me talk about the relief, if we can, for a second. And then we're going to get into the really good positive stuff, I promise you. When you meet ex-teammates, ex-footballers, and they now know your situation because you have had the media coverage, you have been on national, local platforms, any media platform, and they look you in the eye and they go, Steve, mate, I know why you weren't the first million-pound teenage footballer. It makes sense now. Have you had many of them going, listen, I'm sorry, I thought you were just one of those footballers who dropped away because they weren't good enough or because they hadn't the right drive? Have people come up to you to say that, and has that given you some relief?
It has, to be honest, yes. I must have had 30, 40 ex-teammates. I went to the Lillishaw, the football school, at 14, and so many of them got in touch with me saying, oh my God, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? But nobody would believe you back then. My old teammates at Crewe, so many of them have been in touch. They feel guilty, but it was unheard of back then. Mm. Nobody knew. Nobody felt like they could. I'm not going to. If I told you were a teammate of mine, I told you all the way back then, you'd laugh at me, and next thing you'd be out of football. Mm. So but the support has been absolutely fabulous.
So what do you do now? As I said, we're going to go towards the positives. Incidentally, yes. If you have just joined me on Radio City Talk, I'm Connor Phillips. You're listening to Full Time. I'm joined in the studio by Steve Walters, one of the founders of the Offside Trust. We'll talk about their amazing match, which is coming up in the next couple of weeks. But what do you do? Talk to me about the positives. What are the goals of the Offside Trust? Because I think about Sporting Chance, the clinic that Tony Adams set up for those who are addicts when he was coming towards or was towards the end of his playing days. Is it a similar situation for those who are affected?
What happens now, anybody gets in touch with the Offside Trust, or they talk to myself or Chris or any of the team, we like to be that first port of call. That first disclosure is the most difficult conversation of your life. That's a fact. We're just there to listen to them, believe them, and put them on to Sporting Chance then, who offer counselling. Not every survivor wants counselling. Chris Unsworth, for example, the other director, has never had one counselling session in his life, so that is not always the answer. But we're there as a supporting mechanism for them.
I think one thing we don't think about is those who are affected and those who have waived their anonymity, and indeed those who haven't, because you deal with them on a day-in, day-out basis, and they do need a support network. They do need a support network. They need somewhere to go, somewhere to talk. Sometimes they need financial advice, because a lot of them have, as we said, have grown addictions to everything from gambling to alcohol, etc., etc. And you're giving them just a support net, just to go, look, we can point you in the right direction. This is what we're about. This is how we intend to make football a better and safer place. Have I summed that up?
Yeah, that's right. We're just that support mechanism. For example, last season we had two weekends for all the survivors, where we went. First of all, we went to Bristol City, spent all day there. In fact, spent the Saturday night there. We had a few drinks, went out, and we'd done the same at Wolverhampton Wanderers. Give a talk. Wolverhampton Wanderers were absolutely fantastic. Supported us, Dave Edwards, the Welsh international, has been a huge support. The fact that you just with similar sort of people, we don't really talk about anything like that, but it's that support mechanism, like I keep saying, and we're there, and our family's growing day by day.
And it's their families meeting family members and all being under one umbrella, so to speak. What's the energy like in a room like that when everybody knows that they've come from a similar sort of background or indeed have been affected?
To be honest, it's so reassuring. It's fantastic. Like I said before, we don't really talk about anything like that. We're not going to say this happened or that happened. You're just on the safe sort of wavelength.
Yeah.
And when you feel happy to talk to one individual whilst you're having a drink, then you can maybe have a little bit of reminiscing or, you know, it's one of them, but they are getting bigger and stronger, and we've got several arranged for next season.
The cliche, a problem shared is a problem halved. Just looking at you and having spoken to you about this, I probably go for a problem shared is a problem divided by eight. It feels like there's that much off your shoulders. You obviously give that platform just for people to talk.
That's right. That was just talking about it. That's another aim as well for the Offside Trust. We want to break down the barriers, the taboo about talking about child abuse. The facts are these things are never going to go away. We want the male population, especially within football, to be able to talk. You know, we want to go into football clubs, professional football clubs, and talk to the young lads.
Why do you need finances? Where do finances go for something like the Offside Trust, and how can we get them to you?
Well, first of all, since we've started the Offside Trust, we've yet to receive a penny off anybody. We've basically volunteers, but now we need to go on to the next step. Now, you know, so obviously for accountants and bank accounts and all that sort of stuff, and our team, I think, deserve to, you know, start taking a little bit of money out of it so we can expand this and build it. So
and pay for an office, for a laptop, pay for a website. All that needs to be paid for.
Expenses would be a start, to be honest. So, you know, it's basically draining our resources. Mm. So we need to get some finance now.
I think I remember the last time I spoke to you, you did something ridiculous like 1,200 miles in 1 week. And all the money come out of your own pocket, and you're trying to run your own business, keep your six kids fed and clothed, trying to do this and trying to do your own job at the same time. So what I want to do is I want to get down and I want to get involved with something a little bit brilliant. Right, it is happening. Stars from the cult TV show The Walking Dead and the Royal Family are set to take on a team of football all-stars. You should have put that all-stars in inverted commas here. In a bid to raise money for the Offside Trust. Right, David Morrissey's going to be there. Ralph Little's going to be there. Including footballers like former Liverpool midfielder and England midfielder Danny Murphy, Trevor Sinclair, Paul Dickoff, Colin Hendry and Ashley Ward, to name but a few. Tell me about this. Where did the idea come from? How did it all get put together? And it was almost like this is a no-brainer, isn't it?
It certainly is. For two reasons. One, to raise the awareness of the Offside Trust. Like you said before, on Twitter, everyone knows about us, but, you know, in the public domain, we want to get the Offside Trust out there now. And basically, I've done a couple of these before in the Nantwich years ago, and you know, why not? We've got to start somewhere, so why not with the... And also, I can get my boots back on.
I was just
going
to say, how's the touch now?
The touch is all right. It's the body that's packing up.
It's weird as you hit 35 or 34 or 33 and you just go, oh, nothing works anymore.
That's right. The hamstrings are tight as now.
Let me see. Emmerdale's Curtis Stacey, Adam Oakley from EastEnders and Hollyoaks, Ross Warswick from X on the Beach. Lee Carsley, former Everton midfielder. Gareth Farrelly, former Everton forward as well. Jack Collison, David Thompson, former Liverpool midfielder. And Dele Adebola is all going to be there. This is amazing.
And also we've got Peter Reid, ex-Everton, as one of the managers as well. And we're also in discussion with another high-profile manager. So, you know, it's going to be a fantastic day. It's going to be fantastic for bring your family down. It's going to be magicians. Rowetta, the ex-Happy Monday singer. Ellie Dibben, the up and coming country singer. It's going to be a fantastic day. And also, you know, if there's any ex Liverpool, United, City, Everton players who do want to
pull on
get the boots back on, or any celebrities who are happy to join in, they're more than happy to get in touch.
So you're going for the full 90 minutes, or are you going to go for full 90 minutes rolling subs, I take it?
That's right, yes. It's going to end up about 22 a side, I think.
Okay. I suspect that as well. Now, where is it happening? When's it happening? How is it happening? And how can we get there?
Yes, okay. It's Sunday, the 20th of August, Curzon Ashton in Manchester. Lovely little ground. Sir Alex Ferguson, he opened it last season. 2 o'clock, but the entertainment's going to start around 12 o'clock. So, you know, we got so many sponsorship packages. Tickets are on sale now on the website. The sales are going very, very well. But, you know, go online and, you know, even if you can't go, just why not buy a few tickets and just make a bit of a contribution.
What is it? What does a ticket cost, something like
this? I'm not totally sure. It varies from £7 upwards.
Where would you get it? Like, seriously, honestly, £7 for something like this.
Exactly. It's nothing, is it?
You're doing there's a fundraising lunch before it as well, isn't there?
That's right, yes. We've got lunch packages as well for any businesses or any individuals. And also we're doing an online auction. Okay. We've got some fantastic prizes already. Signed Chelsea shirt, Liverpool shirt. Some more from Everton. We've got a weekend away in Barcelona with tickets as well for a Barcelona game. Hundreds and hundreds of various prizes. And also any businesses out there who want to make a contribution to the auction, you know, we'd like some more prizes as well, please.
You can get all of this if you do us a favour. Just you can have a little look if you're at work at the minute, right, and you're pretending you're doing work and the boss is listening to you, or looking at you, you're going, yeah. Type in theoffsidetrust.com and make it look like you're thinking about maybe pushing a sponsorship towards this. And then do. You see? Everyone wins if you're listening and work this afternoon. Or tell you what, get on to search for the Offside Trust on Twitter as well. And if you get on there and you see it and you'll see all the current, the footballers, the presenters, everybody who's kind of linked with the world of sport, all getting behind the Offside Trust. 4,000 capacity. It's the Tameside Stadium, isn't it?
That's correct.
So it'd be nice to fill this, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. 4,000 is not a lot to fill, is it, really? And, you know, the pitch is like a carpet, so no excuses for anybody, you know.
How do we get to it? So where's Curzon Ashton for anyone who doesn't know? It's in around Greater Manchester, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes.
So, look, yeah. If you've ever been on a tram, put it this way, right? If you've ever been on a tram in Manchester, it's on the Ashton Underline line, Greater Manchester. It's actually, you know, I was down in that area this morning, actually. You can do it in probably on a Sunday afternoon. You can do it in
half an hour.
35, 36 minutes if you want to get down and just enjoy something different. Look, we're going to stick this all on at Radio City Talk very shortly. In fact, we'll stick this entire discussion up if you have just missed it. I'm joined by Steve Walters from the Offside Trust. Steve, just thank you for the honesty, because this can't get any easier despite the fact it's 8 months down the line since you've first talked about this. Thanks for I think I speak on behalf of others who've been affected, and because I know they can pick up the phone and give you a ring. But it's getting to the point now where you have to pass them off to someone else. You're getting that many phone calls.
That's right. I've had over 100 phone calls now and I need to kind of share the workload now. You know, we've got a great team there now, so pass them on to other people. I'm still happy to be the first point of contact for certain individuals, but we need to share the workload now. So
look, I think I'm not speaking out of turn here. If anybody is listening to this and they feel that they were affected by any of the issues we spoke about, anybody who feels that they may have been the youngster or indeed the victim of not only historic child sexual abuse, but also, as you said earlier on, it's happening now, and there's very little we can do to stop it sometimes. But hopefully the Offside Trust can be a port of call for anybody who is affected. If you are affected or you think you know somebody who is affected, feel free to contact at Radio City Talk. Contact me at Connor Phillips, or Steve, you're on Twitter as well.
Yes, I'm on Twitter, yes.
Have a little look for Steve. We'll tag Steve into some of the stuff as well. But listen, if you are affected, theoffsidetrust.com, because all I will simply do is pass you in that direction. Theoffsidetrust.com.
This is Radio City Talk.